Justin, I've been looking forward to talking with you about your Toulouse-Lautrec exhibition. Thanks so much for coming by.
You're welcome.
Let's start with the title. Why do you call it Toulouse-Lautrec and the Spectacles of Paris?
One of the things that's very interesting about Toulouse-Lautrec is that he captured the nightlife of Paris, which he also participated in. He knew many of the personalities that are represented in the prints. The prints themselves represent a decade-long example of his work from 1891 to 1901.
Well, lithography was the new printing process at the time, and how did this artist put this method to use?
Well, actually, lithography was almost 100 years old. It was discovered by Senfelder in 1798. But as far as a process that really worked effectively to advertise, it really came into its own in the 1890s. Part of that was that not only did you do lithographs on stone, but there was also the lithographic presses were harnessed to steam. And so consequently, for a hand press, you might do 300 impressions a day. With a run of posters and steam power, you could do over 1,000. And so the use of lithography expanded into the advertising venues. For instance, we have a poster for the Moulin Rouge. And quite frankly, Toulouse-Lautrec, you don't really think about it, but so much of his involvement with lithography was for commercial uses. Song sheet covers, menus, posters, as well as specially illustrated portfolios.
Well, I do want to mention for anyone who wants to delve more deeply into lithography as a process that you've made available in the exhibition free copies of a publication called Gallery Notes on Lithography. Is that a new adjunct to a print show, or have you previously been supplying that kind of information?
Actually, we did that in 1998 at the celebration of the 100th anniversary of lithography, but we printed a great number of copies, and so we still have copies in the warehouse, and this was an opportunity to bring them out again. I mean, the content is very timely for this exhibition.
Well, there was an interesting influence from abroad at about this time, from Japanese prints that actually arrived in Paris in the form of throwaway packing material. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the artists seem to have discovered it in the 1860s. And by the time 1890s rolled around, artists like Van Gogh collected avidly Japanese prints. We do know what prints he collected because he actually painted copies. Now, with Toulouse-Lautrec, we know that he was a Japanophile. In fact, there are photographs of him dressed in Japanese robes. Although we don't know what prints he collected, certainly for the poster he did for Devin Japonaise, that was a new café concert, which opened in 1893, which was decorated a la Japanese. It had lanterns, bamboo curtains. So there definitely was a impact on things Japanese. As far as the work of Toulouse-Lautrec, it had a very significant impact. You don't see one-point perspective. He actually went to the compositional devices that the Japanese use and the very strong mixings of color and pattern. Those were all elements that he absorbed and utilized in his work.
But this is the first time, I think, that the museum's entire collection of Toulouse-Lautrec works has been shown at the same time. Is that right?
That is correct. We've shown the posters previously, but many of the monochromatic prints from portfolios we had never shown in all my time as a curator, although they had been shown in the earlier decades.
Well, the people who helped to shape the print department itself were instrumental in forming the museum's Toulouse-Lautrec collection. Who were they, and why do you think they wanted the museum to have this representation?
Well, there were actually three individuals who were very important. Alan C. Poole, who was a trustee and collector. He actually lent some of his Tolosa tracts in the 1930s. At the time of his death, Herbert Greer French gave a sum of money to purchase prints from his estate, and all of the Tolosa tracts were part of that purchase, and that was 39 prints. Mr. French himself, finally at the end of his collecting career, actually acquired several Tolosa tracts. And then the other individual was Albert P. Streetman, who had a passion for color lithography. And so between the three collectors, we really have a really nice, fine collection of Tolosa tracts prints.
Well, one of the memorable works on view is called Cyclist Michael. And I understand that this poster needed extensive conservation before it could be included in the exhibition. What can you tell us about it, and has it been shown publicly before?
We have not shown that poster previously. In fact, I've waited over a decade for it to be conserved. It was mounted on a board, and it really needed to be washed because the poster is printed on a short-fibered paper, and it tends to darken. The poster came as part of another acquisition to the museum. It had some mosses which needed to be filled once it was removed from the backing, and it had to be mounted. This was really accomplished right at the last moment because I really wanted to show this poster because it's one of the rather interesting posters. It was commissioned by a company that did chains for bicycles, which was a new form of recreation in the 1890s. It got rejected, and the reason it got rejected was that Toulouse-Lautrec's drawing of the chain was inaccurate. Now, he designed a second poster for the same party, and that did go forward. Toulouse-Lautrec on his own published an edition of 200 posters of his rejected poster, and we have one of them, although we don't know which number.
Well, another of the works on view was created for a Cincinnati firm.
Quite frankly, in the 1890s, Toulouse-Lautrec had an international recognition. Mm-hmm. He did posters for London, Jane Avril and her troupe going there, for a company that did confetti. In the case of the Alton Weiberg poster, the firm manufactured its ink here in Cincinnati. The subject of a couple sitting in a box doesn't really tell you anything about the product that it's advertising. And yet, it was important for advertising for the company. It has, I think, 5 or 6 colors of ink. I don't know where it was actually printed. One hopes it was here in Cincinnati. But at that point in time, the posters were printed off of stone. And instead of sending stones abroad, they sent plates, which could also print from. So it has a very special connection to Cincinnati.
Well, it's a pleasure to have this appealing show available through the holiday season. Thanks so much, Kristen, for coming in to talk about it.
Okay, well, the show is up through January 13th.
We've been talking with Kristen Spangenberg, curator of prints at the Cincinnati Art Museum, about Toulouse-Lautrec and the spectacles of Paris. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.